Some of the inner workings of the past five federal governments have been revealed publicly, but perhaps the most bizarre twist is how it happened. The ABC has obtained highly classified documents found in the drawers of two filing cabinets, purchased at a second-hand sale of former government furniture in Canberra. It is being described as one of the biggest breaches of parliamentary security in Australian history. Opposition frontbencher and former Cabinet Minister Anthony Albanese says the leak of the confidential documents is disturbing.
Cabinet documents should be properly secured and should be properly disposed of. And yes, it is obviously a concern that has happened.
Some of the documents are classified for Australian eyes only. Among the more serious revelations is that almost 200 top-secret national security documents, including Middle East defence plans and updates on the war in Afghanistan, were left behind. They were meant to be destroyed when Labor lost the 2013 election, but instead were left in the office of South Australian Senator Penny Wong. Also revealed were plans by former Immigration Minister Scott Morrison to purposely delay the visa process for asylum seekers. And further, the leak reveals former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd was warned about critical risks around the later failed home insulation scheme. Usually, such cabinet documents are only made public 25 years later. Australian National University security analyst Rory Medcalf says it is a major mistake.
This is highly unusual and quite concerning from a national security point of view. And I guess the big question is, was this just an exceptional breach, or does it point to a wider systemic problem with the safeguarding of classified information?
Professor Medcalf says he is concerned about the attitudes to information security, considering the government is already concerned about espionage. He says the breach underscores the need for government agencies and ministerial officers alike to review their protocols.
I think this does point to the need for a review of the overall protocols governing classified information, both in handling within government agencies and departments, but also in Parliament House, where, of course, there have been question marks in the past.
The head of the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet has ordered an urgent investigation into the breach. Attorney General Christian Porter says the government's investigation will be aimed at preventing future such breaches.
Clearly, a very undesirable set of circumstances. This government will be looking very carefully at how that came to occur to ensure that it does not occur again in the future.
The department says now the investigation has begun, it is not appropriate for it to comment further. It is unclear how long the investigation into the breach will take, but the issue is likely to be raised at a scheduled Senate Estimates Committee hearing next month. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.